U.S. police officers told a congressional investigating committee Tuesday in gripping detail how an angry mob of supporters of then-President Donald Trump broke into the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th in an attempt to block certification of Joe Biden's win in the November presidential election. The officers said they feared for their lives as about 800 rioters stormed past outmanned law enforcement authorities. They testified that the rioters taunted them with racial and political epithets, sprayed chemical irritants at them, and engaged in hand-to-hand combat. This was the first day of public hearings on the deadly mayhem more than 6 months ago. It was the worst attack in more than two centuries on the U.S. Capitol building. The select committee listening to the testimony is made up of seven Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives and two Republican members. The hearing Tuesday was broadcast live on television and, of course, the Internet. In the effort to defend former President Trump from accusations he incited the violence at the Capitol, numerous Republicans have minimized the event. One lawmaker compared the rioters to tourists. Others voted against a measure honoring police for protecting the Capitol. Republican leaders have argued that the latest investigation is simply a political exercise designed to cast the Republican Party in a poor light ahead of midterm elections next year. Four journalists have been arrested on propaganda charges in Afghanistan, according to Afghan officials on Tuesday. They were arrested in the city of Kandahar after traveling to a disputed border town to interview commanders of the Taliban, which has been clashing with Afghan security forces, according to the Afghan media watchdog known as NAI. The watchdog said the location of the journalist on Tuesday was unknown. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to recommend that vaccinated people in parts of the country wear masks while indoors, reversing a decision it made 2 months ago. Federal officials with knowledge of the decision told news agencies the CDC is expected to make the announcement on Tuesday, based on surging numbers of new cases in regions with low vaccination rates. The rising caseload is driven by the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus, which causes COVID-19. Health officials say vaccines remain effective against the worst outcomes of infection with the virus, including those involving the Delta variant. An anti-government protester in Hong Kong was found guilty Tuesday of terrorism and secession in a landmark ruling involving the first verdict delivered under the territory's new national security law. 24-year-old Leon Tong had pleaded not guilty to all charges in relation to an anti-government street protest last year. Tong was accused of driving his motorcycle into police officers while carrying a flag with the phrase, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times." Because of the new security law, a three-judge panel was specially selected to preside over the case without a jury. After a 15-day trial, the panel returned with a guilty verdict. Much of the case focused on how the slogan would be interpreted by the high court panel. The now banned phrase was a popular rallying call during Hong Kong's 2019 anti-government demonstrations. Tong, a former waiter, has been refused bail since his arrest last year. He will be sentenced at a later date, but could face life in prison. His lawyer has not yet announced any decision on an appeal. The European Union on Tuesday stressed the need to preserve democracy and stability in Tunisia, following Tunisian President Kais Saied's suspension of parliament and firing of the country's prime minister. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he had spoken to Saied by telephone and expressed support for Tunisia's democracy. Saied's move late Sunday followed weeks of political turbulence in the country, fueled in part by public anger over the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. And U.S. gymnast Simone Biles withdrew Tuesday from the women's gymnastics team final at the Tokyo Summer Olympic Games, saying she needed to concentrate on her mental health. The 24-year-old U.S. Olympian hoped to win six gold medals that would make her the greatest female Olympic champion of all time. But after one uncertain vault Tuesday, Biles said she was not in the right frame of mind to compete, and had to drop out from the final competition to protect herself.